are simply our traditions.
Our students don't just go to school, they grow through school.
Remember, choices have consequences, so choose right.
Cambridge Comprehensive College is at Oni and Sons area off Ring Road, Ibadan.
Cambridge Comprehensive College, anywhere else is somewhere less.
Beg Lenuri, Luria to Yua on Space FM 90.1. Nibi Tetimo Badu Tony Tilu, Tefetalujo, E de Tutayo, Tua Darakoto Dule Yokoshoshu, Tawak Beni, E Yua, Ipili Metali Tokusi, Ipilia Koko, Lua for Tokuni to Beni to Mo Fashion to Bafayato, Ipilele Keji, Lotimo Mimo Gilata, want to Shimon, Nipilele Ketagongo, Lupilike Yato, Unlak. Ni pe kelu labule aye ko to nibi ta ti mo bi awon oro to njaran iran labule aye ko to yewo o ye je ka jo pade lori eto pelu olusina labode omo ya sina ati ti amiyo adebayo best to tasne awon akasu ebu meji to lohun ba dape kan mo don ma araye nu eyi wa on Space FM 90.1 ni gbugbu alale ojo Saturday bere lati ago mesan ale titi wa ago mokola seyin ba wa soki o si nkan e se ji ajo pade ke mo pe eyi wa
It's still today's update in Space FM 90.1. Welcome back from that timeout. Nurses protest in Edo State over abduction of colleagues. Two nurses of the University of Benin Teaching Hospital have been abducted by unknown gunmen in a local government area of Edo State. It was gathered that the victims, both of whom were said to be nursing mothers and identified as Osemelu Lydia and Obiosu Bose, were abducted on Wednesday afternoon along Oluku Road in Benin, the state's capital. It was gathered that they were on their way home after picking up their children from school when they were whisked away in a sports utility vehicle. It was also learned that the abductors had yet to make any contact with the victims' families. To know more about this story, pick up copies of Guardian, This Day, Nation, Vanguard, and Punch newspapers.
Bapapa, Latibe, coming up, Possino, DJT, and no, where you see Vanguard, Uncle Luguero, your Punchy, Nibi Totisala, yea, Nibi to Kale, Tempicale, Tianfin say, I have been an ally, Dada, but long woman, Len Nigeria, Tianbe, and one, rock it along, a late, and Jaffon, eh, a waity, Belutogetti, only making it, lay at it, okay, long, you go, Codje, Lat your way, Joba. Papo, beg the papo, not in me and you latted the power and say, what for a young woman Nigeria team, but look alone. And yet, I'm an image, papo, lower, get a beer more near looting only by Lamfa Latin Macopa, Nibia to the boat, on Baba, why ye in 2019. So go on the Kate, see by okay, see Labai, beg Joba, one big say, Lori Latifu, and you will, and you know where your vanguard at the punchy, a yamu cacas, or what you bear.
Another act of inhumanity. Police rescue another chain child in Ogun State as corporate flees. The Ogun State Police Command has rescued another child, 10-year-old Promise Ude, who was found chained in a house at Saraki, Adigbe area of Abeokuta, Ogun State. She was rescued on Thursday around 7:30 p.m. when neighbors living close to the building where she was chained alerted to police. The father and his stepmother, Kendi, would soon appear in court. The acting police public relations officer in the state, Abimbola Oyeyemi, said Promise was chained by her aunt, Chiamaka Okafor, who accused her of stealing 4,000 naira. She was said to have been chained for 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, before she was rescued. To know more about this barbaric story, pick up copies of the Tribune, Nation, Vanguard, and Punch newspapers.
And na ma fun mi ele to je wo babe ele to tobi e gbe ni wo million ke yo kan owo le okere lo iye 1 million dollars o ma na na ma fun mi ti won ba ti gbianju lati gbe koja gbe kinu koja ta lo soro en ti soro na le to je onimo iye to ko nipa to je onimo nipa ofin iye nipa ti eto omoniyan ogbeni femi falana o no ma sala yo ron pe ewo emi da pada ni o nigba ti mo ri ko ti fe di owo gbo be iyen nigba ti gomina o ti mi o ni da ko re to se kini to pe mi iyen sakata re e pe ehn ogbeni femi falana da ko jo ba n gbe owo yi ba n gbe koja lo si le okere cause mo sala yi fe nte ma ti be ro pe ehn owo awon nkan ni re ka ile to se kini to lu npopo to ta o na la won owo ohun to ba ti gbe koja lo tan kuro nle wa nigeria a je pe lowo gbe pe ngba ma binu ti gaga na lasan o ma je lo 1 million dollars o na won na ma fun sugbon femi falana on sala yoro na eye fun awon ajo EFCC iyen ninu we royin kan ile to ma jade loso lososu ni bi to ti sala yi pe ewo ewo abaje ah Afrika ya kase re nle patapata o kuro nle wa Nigeria tori pa won eyan gbowo ilu yi won lu gbonpo won si gbe koja lo si le okere ti ore ko ma ri be o ni gomina kagan na lo pe mi gba kan to ni kin gbianju lati bo gbowo n koja lo si le okere pe sugbon nigba to wa salaye e pe ah owo ti wa gori iyen le iwa to ba koja lo to ba ti de o je 1 million dollars o ni e wa duro won o ni sugbe mi da pada mo ni ah your excellency sir mi ofe o ni ewo ijomo niyan mi ele ti si nda ni gboro aye onejo e ba fi le be ko ma lo be e ma je nta po sala aso ele ti mo ko bon o ni ile na le ki ogbo mo nigeria na ma gbianju lati ma se e pe ka ma ti e ko wo pe ehn o me ni temi se gan o ni je ki ka ko se kin ka mo sa logun dada ko si ma lo dada be o ni gbogbo e gbogbo ajo EFCC won gbianju iyen lori ipa ti ona onisugba omo nigeria na oku sowo eni kokan wa ewo royin dise pelu nation awon mejeji mu won ko o si kun lebe eya na lo mu kaka siwaju
straight to Imo state as it is victory for APC as it wins Imo rerun election. The Independent National Electoral Commission INEC has declared Mr. Ben Uwajumogu of the All Progressive Congress APC winner of Imo North senatorial district rerun election held on July 28. Uwajumogu scored 56,076 votes to defeat Mr. Eitan Achonu of the People's Democratic Party, who scored 43,815 votes. Professor Arinze Agbogo, the INEC returning officer for Imo North Senatorial District, who announced the result in the early hours of Friday, said the outcome was a summation of scores of July 23 and that of July 28 exercise. Uwajumogu had scored 48,921 on July 23, while attorney of the PDP scored 40,142 votes, which made INEC to declare the rerun inconclusive. To know more, pick up copies of the Vanguard and Punch newspapers.
Okay. Ti han ti farabalẹ kede won lawon ti e ti gba gan ni e pe o se ri jegede o n lo ma adije dupo gomina iye labias ya egbe oselo ti alaburada PDP People's Democratic Party ele ti han farabalẹ joko ti boni owo se iye federal constituency iye ni ipinle ondo han farabalẹ morun ti gbogbo won si gba iye nile e pe ogbe ni eyi tayo jegede o n lo ma se kini o lo ma asi aidaada iyen ni bi eto dibo iyen ti gomina to ma waye ni ipinle ohun ni ko pepepe yi epo ni gbo awon o nla wayin mo bayi lati ye ke ko ma fe asi ati egbe oselu wa ko ma fe daada bayi ni egbe oselu ti PDP iyen igba to ba ndije iyen labe egbe oselu ohun iyen dibo dije dupo gomina ni ipinle ohun alagbaka o ni won ti lawo lati ma se ipade ohun ti gbo won si gba iyen ni be ni lu akure bo se wa ninu we royin Vanguard
All right, since you have invited me to Ondo, here I come with this story. We will prevent apathy in Ondo governorship poll, INEC. The Independent National Electoral Commission says it is working hard to prevent do-or-die attitude and voters' apathy in the forthcoming governorship election in Ondo State. The commission says it has intensified efforts towards the prosecution of electoral offenders as it has created a vibrant legal department in its Ondo State's office. The resident electoral commissioner in the state, Mr. Segun Agbaje, who spoke at the stakeholders' forum held in Akure, warned that anyone caught contravening the laws guiding the conduct of elections would be punished. For details, pick up copies of The Nation, Punch, and Vanguard newspapers.
Be lati be ento je senate leader nile igbe ma so fe agba nilu abuja o o na si soro iye lori awuye wiye pin be tin lo laarin ento je alaga to nri si oro iwe to suna le wa nigeria iye lodo awon omo legbe ma so fe aso yisofin nilu abuja o on pelu abenugan re iye ablu mumini jibril on pelu yakubu